Mishpo Yudei, the Torah, Rabbi Chanuch Greenblatt.
Rishos, Achash V'tzibo. The Gemara tells us in Pesachim Davov, Shailim V'dorshim V'hilches HaPesach Kredam Pesach Shleishim Yom. 30 days before Pesach, we start learning the halachas of Pesach. You look at the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Chav Tes, where he brings that halacha, and Mishabura says in Tav Chav Tes, says in the Shabura, Umaschilim b'yom ha'purim atzmoi. One starts learning Hilchas Pesach on Yom HaPurim. Now, Yom HaPurim, a lot of things get done. But one of the things on the list is not always going to be starting Hilchas Pesach. So anyone who hasn't started yet can start today, Ezez Hashem. So we're going to start Hilchas Pesach today. We're going to talk about one halacha, which is the halacha of Erev Pesach, before we get to Hilchas Pesach. And within Erev Pesach, although there's a lot to talk about, we should be talking about the Issa Melacha on Erev Pesach, which is a very important halacha to know. But what we're going to take today, Be'ez Hashem, is the halacha of Tanis B'chayrim. Tanis B'chayrim. It's a very fascinating sugya. And we're going to work through a few of the halachas that are nigea to Tanis B'chayrim. Number one, before we start, we have to know what's the Makor. Where does it come from, Tanis B'chayrim? And the interesting thing is, there's no Gemara about it, there's no Mishnayos about it. Although there is a Mashmos in Yerushalmi, but in Bavli it's not mentioned apparently. Where it is mentioned is Masechah Sofrim. The Masechah Sofrim goes through a list of times when we don't make Tanisim. A lot of times during the year, which was Mani Simcha, and we don't fast on those days. One of those Manim is Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan, as we know, there's no Tachnun the whole month. There's no Tanisim the whole month. Shteit and Masechah Sofrim, as it goes through the list of the year, it says in Nisan we don't fast, except for the B'chayrim and Erev Pesach. That's where it comes in. So we see from there that there's an Indian for the B'chayim to fast on Erev Pesach. One can note, very interestingly, there's a Shittas Rabbeinu Yechiel, one of the Rishonim that the Mordechai quotes, who says he's got a big Chiddush, which we don't pass in light, but it's an important idea to know. He says he's very bothered. How can we make a Tanis in Nisan? How can we make a Tanis? Zakhdei, you know what it means? It doesn't mean to fast completely. It just means not to have bread, not to have a meal. But other food, snack foods is okay, according to Rabbeinu Yechiel. La Maisa, we don't paskin like that. We paskin that we don't eat at all. The B'chayim don't eat at all. It's important to know in certain cases we will use that Rabbeinu Yechiel as a sniff. But La Maisa, we don't. For the B'chayim passed on Erev Pesach, and we all know the reason. The reason why the B'chayim passed is because on Makas B'chayrus, the Mitzriim, the B'chayim of the Mitzriim were killed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a special nest to could jump over the B'chayim of the Klal Yisrael as a zecher to that nest. They fast on Erev Pesach. Which is very interesting, really. Because usually, when we have a nest and we're very excited about being saved, what do we do usually? Simcha, Purim. Yeah, Purim. And we've still got the noise ringing in our ear of the fasting on Purim. All kind of Pesach. Massive Simcha. Klal Yisrael was saved. Avdus L'Cheirus. Fasting, not fasting. It's Mishta V'Simcha. Vos Epes, when it comes to Erev Pesach, is there a Tanis B'Chayrim as a Zeichel Nes? And there's various Mahalchim. Chasam Sofer says something very interesting. He says, you can be sure, if you look back to the times of Mitzrayim, on that era of Pesach, on that Yom Yud Dalet, was a very difficult day for the B'chayrim to a certain extent. They knew that tonight is going to be Machas B'chayrus. Can you imagine the Pachad? How do you know we're going to be Zeicha to be saved? Therefore, you can be sure that they davened the whole day on Yud Dalet, and they fasted, that Kadosh Baruch Hu to save them, that they shouldn't be included in this Gezeirah of Machas B'chayrus. So if they were fasting on Erev Pesach, so the zecher to that, the B'chayim today also fast for Erev Pesach. It's true, very good. But the answer is, one has to be zecher for a nest to be done. One has to be zecher. Yeah, and therefore they were hoping that they would be zecher to it. Therefore they done. It's just a chiddush. Yeah, we're going to see. Oh, one second, we're going to see. We're getting there. Very good. I see, they survived. They should have survived this. It's true, I hear. But it seems that they felt that there's a special gezeira on B'chayrim. I hope we're going to be zeicha to avoid it. So you're right, it seems maybe B'chayrim. It's a good question. It's a good question, that. Yeah, interesting. Now, the next question we have to ask ourselves, who's called the B'chayr? Who's called the B'chayr? And there's a straightforward B'chayr, there's a not such straightforward B'chayr. And we're not going to go through all the cases, but one basic halacha the Shulchan Aruch says, is that what happens if someone's born from a second marriage? So he might be a b'chayr to his father and not to his mother. Or faket, he might be a b'chayr to his mother and not to his father. And the halacha is that both b'chayrim have to fast. Whether it's a b'chayr la'im, b'chayr la'av, everybody has to fast because he's got a shem b'chayr. Why is that? And that's based on the medrash. Because the Medrash told us that in Mitzrayim, all the Bechayrim died, whether it was Bechayrim Av or Bechayrim Ha'im. So therefore, it was the same Shaila. We have the Zeichel Anes that every Bechayr will be fasting Zeichel to that. Sorry? Oh, that's right. Any type of Bechayr. But this brings rise to a very interesting question, which is, you look in the Gemara, in the Medrash, you'll find that what happens if there was a house where there was no Bechayr in the Mitzrayim? Then the oldest, Godol Shebabayis, died. So if that's the case, what happens if you have a family when there's no Bechayr? Maybe the Godol Abayis should have to fast. And the Torah asked the Kasha. The Rishonim asked, they should have to fast. Shteit in Torah, no, lo machmirin on kol ha'ay. We're not so machmir. What's pshat in that? What's the difference? So the Rush explains, same pshat azoy. Pshat is because this minag that was neskabel was only neskabel on the ikka makas Bechayrus that was mentioned in the Pasuk. And the Pasuk only mentions the Bechayrim. So therefore, as a zeicher to that, the Bechayrim fast. And we didn't take on so far, machus so far, even those that aren't mentioned, we don't go so far. There's a very interesting sugya when it comes to machus Bechayrus, a very interesting minig, a machleikus, which is, what happens, Taka, if there's no Bechayr? The oldest in the family is a girl, let's say. Should she be fasting as a Bechayra? Not only the godel in the house now, the Bechayra, an oldest girl. The Mechaber brings Yesh Oimrim, Mr. Shittas HaGuda, says the Mechaber, Yesh Oimrim, that if the oldest in the family is a girl, she should fast. She should fast. Yeah. Lemaisa, we don't paskin like that. We're not noig in that way. The Ramal says already, our minig is not to fast. And the reason being, because we don't find anywhere in the Torah that an Akeva has a din of a Bechayrus. We find Hilchas Bechayr in various places. We find Legabi Nachlo, taking Pishnayim. We find Legabe Pidin Aben, but we don't find an Akeva ever has a din of a Bechayr, therefore our minig is we don't take on that she will fast. Why should she yest fast? It's very interesting. Why yes? You look at the Bi'ah Gra on the Shulchan Aruch over there, it says the Gon, do you know why? The Shittu holds the lady should fast, do you know why, Bechayra? Because it's based on a Medrash. The Medrash in Shmois Rabba, fascinating Medrash. Says the Medrash, every single Bechayra died in Mitzrayim. Every Mitzri, if the oldest of the family was a girl, she died. With one exception. Does anybody know the exception? Basia Vasparoi. Or Bisya Vasparoi, some people tell me to say. Basia Vasparoi. State of Medrash, I was like, Be'etzem, she was the oldest. She should have died. So why didn't she die? State of Medrash, because she got herself a praklit toiv. It's a praklit toiv. She had a good lawyer, advocate, worker on her behalf. Why is that? And a very interesting drosha. Said the Medrash Azai. Look in the Pasuk. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, and Shteit Batere Oisei Ki Toiv. Moshe Rabbeinu was Toiv. Right? If you look in the Pasuk of Eishes Chayil, when Eishes Chayil discusses Noshim, Zakim with Eishes Chayil, Shteit in Pasuk, Toamo Ki Toiv Sachra, Lo Yichbe Balaylo Nero. Shteit in Medrash. What's this Schayra of Toiv? Toamo Ki Toiv Sachra. That's Moshe Rabbeinu who was called Toiv. Because of Toiv, therefore, lo yichbe balayla neira. Her light wasn't snuffed out on Laila. What's her light? Shteit in Rashash on the Medrash. A neshama is called a neir. Neir Hashem nishmas Adam. She had a neshama that should have been snuffed out that night because she was a bechayra. However, lo yichbe balayla neira balayla. Which Laila? Makas bechayrus, as it says in Pasuk, vayhi bachatzi halayla. It's referring to that night. Her light wasn't snuffed out. Why? Because of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was Moshe Rabbeinu davened first. Shteit HaMedrash. He davened. Look after what Basia did for him. He davened, and therefore she was saved. Sorry? Before she was... No, she was. She became a Giyaris. Yeah. After became, she was Basia. I don't know when yet. Good question. But there was something that was bothering me on this Medrash, which was a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, do you know who died in Makas Bechayrus? Mi bechayr paroi hayoshev al kisoi ad bechayr hashivcha. Let's read the verse of Pesukim. State mefurish in Torah that the bechayr of paroi was nifta. So how can the Medrash say that because of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillas, Basia wasn't killed? Oh, very good. You look on the Medrash, very good. So state the Medrash. In the Medrash, on the side of the Medrash is printed a pirish marzav, Zevolf Einhorn from Harodna. So Marzav says over there, he says, Pshat is Azoi, Paroi had his own Bechor, and then he had another wife, And Basia was the oldest from that wife. So Mele, she was a Bechor Me'o Ha'ein from that wife. She should have died on that. And he had his own Bechor who was killed. I mean, Bechor Paro is referring to that other Bechor. That would have been... Sorry? He himself was a Bechor, that's right, yeah. So here state, but not state impossible, Bavuzah, right? This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept him alive. Very good. So this would have been the background for those that say that the Bechira has to fast. And so we don't pass in that way, and therefore we don't. Bechir Katan, what happens if the child, you know, someone has a son who is a Bechira, as we know the minig is, the father will fast on behalf of that son. Because he can't fast here, the father will. Now here comes an interesting question. What happens if the father is also a Bechira? So he's fasting for himself. So what about his son now? Says the Mechaber, says the Rama. He said, Rama says, the wife, the mother should fast on behalf of the son. Because the husband can't fast, because he's fasting for himself. So the wife should fast on behalf of the son. Zishtein Rama. The Maisa, and the Shabbat already brings out those that Chaylik and Al-Minig, as far as I know, I've asked around, Al-Minig is the Noshim do not fast. For the son. But there are more holes. There are more holes on should. Very interesting. We don't pass. Oh, that's now a minute. Here comes the Shaila with Siyam. As we know, our minig is to patter up the Tanis with Siyam. I'm not saying everybody does that. There are those that fast. But Lemaisa, many are noyik to patter up with the Siyam. I just want to explain what's going on over here. There's a very important machlokes when it comes to pattering with the Siyam. What is it at the Siyam that actually patters the Bechor? There's two very important shittas in this Shaila. Shitta number one holds, one can only really eat if you're the Baal Simcha Alein. If you're making a bris, the Aviyah Ben, or the Moel, or the Sandik, or the one who's actually learnt the Masechta. But anybody else is not allowed to, even if he joins the meal. That's one shitta. Another shitta says no. Even if you didn't learn, or you're not making a simcha, just the fact that there's a Suda mitzvah there, and he's besimcha, you can join, jump on the bandwagon and join the Suda. What's Al-Minig? Al-Minig is l'hachmir. Meaning, what we do is, we're really machmir like machmir, how do we do that? We make sure that the Bechorim should be the one who's finishing the Masechta, will say the last lines loud. He'll teach the Gemara to everybody around him. That way, the Bechor has also learnt part of that Masechta. And because of that, he is actually a Baal Simcha here. He's a Chelek of this Simcha. And that's why he can join and he can eat. That's what we try to do for someone to be able to actually hear it. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, if someone can't make it out of the house, he's housebound, yeah, it might be more, like, Shiach should come. We shouldn't have any more problems with the people are at the moment are being quarantined. If he can't make it, then b'shas atchak, he should listen to that shiur over the phone. He should someone should call up, and he should hear the Torah. He should also be part of it. How we can eat. That's how what we do lachatchila. If we can't, if someone can't miss the siyam, and he turns up for the actual suda, then there are the eved we would be makel to say to be samech on the other shitter who says it doesn't matter if you didn't, as long as there's someone who's b'simcha, you can join. Oh, so Bris Suda would be the same Shtikul Torah. If Siyam in a way has a mile over Bris Suda in a way. Because you've actually learnt it yourself. Yeah. Just Derech Agav is a very, very interesting Yavitz. I think it's a mitzvah to fasten, this Yavitz. The Yavitz says in Siddur, he's actually talking about, in Beis Yaakov Siddur, the Yavitz Siddur, he talks about the 9 days. Very similar to Shaila, and it's actually more common than the 9 days of having meat. Zok the Yavitz, that what happens if someone's making a Siyam, or someone's making a Siddur Mitzvah, he's very stark with these Machmirim, that it's only the Baal Simcha alone is allowed to eat. And therefore he says, you can't just make a Siddur and then start inviting the whole world, all the friends, you can't just invite your friends. It's only those that are actually the Baal Simcha. Who's the Baal Simcha of a Siyam? Says the Yavitz, the one who actually learnt the Gemara, or the one who's supporting him to learn. Lishten Yavitz. Because the one who's paying this yid to learn the Torah, supporting him to learn Torah, it's actually his mitzvah. It's as if he's actually learned the Masechta. Or Mamela, there's only very few people who can actually eat that, only the one who's actually learning it, or the one who's supporting him to learn. So Maridiga Giloi in the Chashivas of what it means to be Machzik Torah just hit me, and I think it hit me over Purim. But every year I'm so nispal, I walk around town, you see the Makanai Nahor, the amount of money that was given out in this town over Purim, Lachzakas HaTaira. It's a Kiddush Hashem. I just wanted to express my feelings. Every year I walk out of Purim with the same hispilus. This year I went into someone, Tavis Yeshiva, and he told me my hand's literally hurting. So I've been writing checks for 3 hours. Yeah, so I'm ready to gazach. And not everybody writes checks, some do the prepaid, so I don't have that problem. But it's the same as I saw people are giving and giving and giving and giving. And this is a new appreciation of what that means. When one actually gives to Torah, then he becomes Ki'ilo Mamish, the one who learns that Torah. Just to run through quickly, what's called a Siyam? What does one have to learn in order to be considered a Siyam? So, number one, it's important to note that even if a child finishes the Masechta, he can pater everybody else. Yeah, so Rav Ozan Chenovach says, even a child, as long as someone there has a simcha, he can pater. It has to be an entire Masechta, doesn't have to be with Rashi. As long as he's understood, it's nafkamina, someone is in a Daf Yomi Shir that doesn't learn Rashi, but he's been through the Masechta, so he's got the simcha, he makes a siyam, and it patters. Right? If he's missed out a few words here and there, it's always going to be the question, people have got nerves and missed out a few words, it doesn't matter. Learning every sugya through properly, even if there's a few words here and there missing, you've learned the Masechta, says Shlomo Zalman, can make a siyam. Someone who's learned the Masechta in one day, doesn't matter. As long as he's understood it, it's called the Masechta. Someone told me a few years ago there was a mice, they needed a Siyam. They asked Chaim Kanievsky, the Gzimtzain, if he can learn a Masechta. It was the day before. He said, Besaid, I'll learn a Masechta for tomorrow. And the next day, he made a Siyam on Masechta's Baba Basra. So they said to him, come on, it could have been Hurrius or something. He said, yeah, I wanted a challenge. So he learned Baba Basra on the day. So even if it's, as long as it's a Masechta, it's enough to make a Siyam.
Word for word, focus is longer.
Oh, yeah? I see. Okay, very good. A Masechta Mishnayis is not good enough, but a Seder of Mishnayis is good enough. A Sefer Mikra, says Rav Moshe and Igros Moshe, what happens if someone has a Kriyas and they learn together, they learn through a Seder and a Sefer Enach, the entire Yeshua, the entire Shaif, it took them time and they've learned it properly. Says Rav Moshe, that's also called a Siyam. It was learned properly, be Eon with Mephoshim al Pi Chazal, and that's also called a Seder, it's also called a Siyam. I can also do so. Sorry?
I think about you.
Avadia? Okay, it's good to know, but you got to do it properly. Yeah. One more point is that one should make sure, lechatchila, to actually eat at the siyam. If a bechor was in shul and he heard the siyam, he shouldn't just go home. He should actually eat something. The reason being, because we try to chaperine the other shitta, who holds that it's not that, it's the fact that you are, that the siyam has the chashivas, the psuda has the siyam, everyone can join. So once you've joined that siyam, you can continue. And then once you've eaten at the siyam, you can go and eat for the entire day. A few words, that's Adkan Halacha. A few words of Drush. Avishav Benegiah to Inyana Deyoma, the coronavirus, just to say some Machshova. The Gemara tells us in Tanis Tavchavtes, the Gemara says, Mishnichnas Ador Marben Besimcha. And you look at Rashi, Rashi very famously says over there, what does it mean, Mishnichnas Ador? Yemei Nisim Hoyu Li Yisrael, Purim, or Pesach. Rashi learns, Mishenichnas Ador Marv Besimcha sees you through Ador and Pesach. Right? Very interesting, as I state in Rashi. Just to understand the connection between the two, I want to be makdim a beautiful, beautiful vort from Rebbe Gurvitz, which he says in Ma'irish Orin. Beautiful shtickle. Listen to what he says. He says, you look at the Gemara Megillah, the Gabi Haman Bach Hashverish. Haman turned up and he says, I'll pay you 10,000. Kikar Kesef, that's how much it was? Says Salofim. Kikar Kesef. And Yerachashay says, you can have them, keep the change, I don't need the money, go and you can kill them off. Says the Gemara Megillah, what's a marshal for this? The marshal are two people. One person had a pile of earth in his garden, he wanted to get rid of it, didn't know what to do with it. And the other fellow had a ditch which he wanted to fill up. And he comes to his neighbor and he says, can I buy your earth off you? He says, buy it, take it, halavai, you should clear my garden. And he lets him have it free. Says the Gemara, and some Farshim explain, Achashverosh looked at Klal Yisrael as a mound of earth disturbing him. Haman looked at Klal Yisrael as a ditch. And they were very happy to help each other and to fill it up. What's the ditch? What's the mound? What's the mushel? What's going on over here? Says Reb Leib, beautiful vort. He says, Azai. He says, there's two types of Sinai Yisrael out there. There's a Sinai Yisrael who understands and appreciates who Klal Yisrael is. He sees amazing things. He sees Midas. He sees Seichel. He sees Godless. But he's so jealous of Klal Yisrael, he wants to get rid of them. That's the first type of Sinai Yisrael. There's another type of Sinai Yisrael who's so low, he doesn't even realize what a Yid is. He just despises them, looks at them as a lowly nation. Someone, signer number one, who appreciates Klal Yisrael but wants to get rid of them, he would never have the chutzpah to go out and say, Lahashvin Lahariga La'abid, because he appreciates who they are. He wishes that someone else would do his dirty work for him. He doesn't want to do it himself. Says Rav Leib, Achashverosh looked at Klal Yisrael as a mound. They were a chash of a thing in his garden, and he just wanted to get rid of them. He realized who they were, but he wanted to get rid of them. Haman looked at Klal Yisrael as a ditch, a lowly nation. And Achashverosh was waiting for the day for someone to come and offer him the offer to be able to get rid of Klal Yisrael. He didn't want to do it himself. And when Haman walked in and offered him the money, he says, please take them. Do what you want. Zakta is so beautiful. Listen to this. He says, when it comes to Esther came to the Mishteh, and she said to Achashverosh, as someone who's trying to wipe out my nation, Ki nimkarnu ani va'ami, we have been sold. Achashverosh realized, this is nimkarnu, a mechira, that means there was someone active and someone passive. A mechira was someone saying, yeah, you can have them, and there was the lekeach who was buying them, was actually doing the dirty work. And he wanted to know, who are these people? So he asked, mi huzeh ve'ezeh hu? Zakta Blake, what's the two lashonos, mi huzeh ve'ezeh hu? He says, so beautiful. He says, what's the difference between zeh and hu? And he brings a gaon. The gaon says, how do we know that moida b'miktzas is only a shvur on a moida b'miktzas? The pasuk says, ki hu zeh. Why do you say ki hu zeh moida b'miktzas? Zakta gaon, ki hu zeh. There's a hu and there's a zeh. What's the difference? Zeh is something you can point at in front of you. Hu is something. And not something nista, you can't see it. So ki hu zeh, says the Gaon, there's a chelok which is saying zeh, I agree to you, and there's a chelok which is saying hu, it's not here, I don't agree to you. That's the ki hu zeh. Zok Reb Leib, that's what's going on. When Achashverosh realized there was two parties over here, one was openly hating Klal Yisrael, and one was doing it more in the background, there's a zeh and there's a hu. So he asked her, mi hu zeh ve'ezeh hu? Who's the one who's so golly and who's the one that's hidden? And you know what Esther said back to her? Ish tsar v'oyev Haman hara hazeh. You want to know who the zeh is? The zeh is Haman. He's the one who's openly trying to kill us. Who's the who? I'll let you work out the rest, Achashverosh. I'm not going to tell you. Yeah. We recognize this nusach of mi hu zeh ve'ezehu from somewhere else. Where else do we say that mi hu zeh ve'ezehu? On Simchas Torah. When we sing Ha'aderes V'Emuna, Klal Yisrael sings, Mi hu zeh ve'ezeh hu zeh keli v'aveihu. So I was thinking that according to what we see, according to Reb Leib says, we have a beautiful Havana in this piyut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two basic anhogas towards us. Sometimes he has an anhoga that's so clear to us. You see, Yetzias Mitzrayim was a clarity, was a situation of zeh. Everybody could see it. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhoga towards us is not so easy for us to understand. It's not easy for us to spot. It looks like teva. That's a hanhoga of who. It's not so clear. It's not zeh. It's a who. It can't be seen. Most of the time, most of our history is a situation of who. It's unclear. We don't usually see HaKadosh Baruch Hu so clearly. There's very few cases when there's really a zeh, when everybody can point their finger and say, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of those few places was where? Was B'Shas Kriyas Yamsuf, where Klal Yisrael turned up and just the whole teva fell to pieces. Suddenly there's walls of ice, there's 12 walls of ice, everything goes dry and there's trees and there's fruit and unbelievable things going on. And suddenly what happened? Klal Yisrael screamed out what? Zeh keili v'anveihu. Shteit in Rashi brings a mechilta. Ra'asah shivcho al hayam, ma'shaloi ra'asah cheskel membuvi, ma'shaloi ra'a neviyah, Rashi brings a nusach. That everybody was calling out and saying, Zeh keili, look at that, that's zeh. It's not b'chinas hu anymore, it's b'chinas zeh. When it comes to Simchas Torah, we sing. And we say, mi hu zeh ve'ezeh hu. I know there's a Kaddish Baruch Hu sometimes comes as a zeh. And he sometimes comes as a who. Who is the zeh? And who's the who? We should know. We all declare it's all one thing. It's all zeh keili v'anveihu. However hidden it is, we know that it's not really hidden. Because he's there. However hidden it is, he's really the matzah of zeh keili v'anveihu. We know it's him and we know he's behind everything. See, when it's in a situation of zeh, it's very easy for us to notice. when it's clear, when it's situation, a hidden situation of who, that takes avoida. That's an avoida for us to work on ourselves and to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in the most hidden of times. We started off with a kasha on Rashi. While Kapana, we wanted to explain Rashi. Rashi says, Mishinichnas Ador Ma'am B'Simcha, Rashi says it's Yemei Purim V'Pesach. To understand the connection between these two, I think after what we've heard till now is beautiful. Hapshat Zazoy, Purim and Pesach are very different. We were saved by both, but differently. Pesach, Purim was a Megillas Esther, everything was Hester. Everything looked like Teva, everything fit in the place, yeah. Achashverosh got upset with his wife, he killed her, a new wife, happened to be Esther. Everything just follows on in a very hidden situation, in a matzav of who? It's Hester. And then comes Pesach. Pesach comes Esther Makkos, and comes the most beautiful, amazing clarity that finishes on Shvi Shal Pesach with Kriyas Yamsuf, with the Zeh Keili Vaveu, with the most classic, beautiful, open miracles. But to us, Purim and Pesach is one big Mishenichnas Ador Ma'arim B'Simcha. There's no difference to us whether it's a situation of Zeh, or whether it's a situation of who, whether it's clear or it's not so clear, but to us it's Pashut, that it's all the same Borei Olam who's there and loves and cares and looks after us and gives us, whether we can see it so clearly or not. The Welt ask, something very, very interesting note. I don't know if anyone's ever noticed this before. We say in the Bracha of Purim, Harov es Rivenu, v'hadon es Dineinu, v'hanoikem es Nikmasenu. Can anybody think of somewhere something similar that we say another time of the year? It's Chanukah. What do we say in Chanukah? Exactly the same thing. Ravto es Rivam, Danto es Dinam, Nakanto. Same Lashonos. Harov, Ravto, Hadon, Danto, Hanoikem, Nakanto. Spot the difference. One's past and one's present. I want present. The Mefarshim explain, Pshat is, because Nes Chanukah was something that was a drop of oil should last for 7 days. That was an open miracle. That was something that doesn't happen every day. But Megillah, the Megillah was all Teva. It looked like Teva. And that's happening now. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is today, although we don't see open Nissim, but today he's Rav Es Rivenu, he's Don Es Dineinu, he's Noikim Es Dineinu, he's still running the world the same way. And they're all the same Nissim, they're just hidden. And it's the same setup as that matzah of Purim, where we might not notice it, but it's there. Makas Kinim, coming soon, Eser Makas. What did we see? Makas Kinim, the Mitzriim, the biggest Kaifrim. They were busy trumpeting that they'd never heard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it came to Makas Kinim, what did they say? Etzba Elokim Hi. Why by Kinim did they say Etzba Elokim Hi? Did Rashi say? What was so special about Kinim? They said it was something was so small, kinim was so small, less than the Seira, is something that we couldn't handle. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be mashpia on something that's so small. If we think of the coronavirus, it's not only so small as Pochus Mikadosha, it's invisible to the human eye. It's something you can't hold, you can't grab on, it's impossible to control physically to get hold of such a thing. Now, if the greatest kaifrim in the world, the Mitzriim, they looked at something, Pachos Mekadosha, and they screamed out, Etzba Elokim Hi. What should we be saying, Maminim B'nei Maminim, when we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, turning over the world with something so tiny that we can't even see it? Is this not the time for us to declare Etzba Elokim Hi? It looks like Teva. You ask a scientist, they'll tell you, yes, it's Teva, and that's what it was, and they can tell you where it came from, and tell you how it spreads, and tell you how to try to stop it spreading, and it all looks like Teva, and yes, it is Teva. But it's that very same Zeh that's hidden in a Hu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Megala himself to us in the most hidden way, Be'etzen. It all looks like Teva. But our Chizuk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did he send it to us? I don't know. Who's to know? But what I do know is that it's come now between Purim and Pesach this time, where we're working on our Emunah, when we're working on these two Inyonim, the Musug of Zeh Keili Vaveu, and the Musug of the Hu of Purim, of the Nesta of Purim. And it's for us to look at this Teva and understand that although that's Hu, but there's a message over here. There's a message that every little thing that happens in this world is ruled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's people that have changed. You can't imagine people that have changed. People were muftach, their parnasa was so comfortable, everything was going smoothly, and suddenly in 1 minute things have changed over. And it's such a difficult thing. And it's hidden. It's a matzav of who. But again, this is the same message HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving through to us. Yeah, when parnasa becomes comfortable, we have that feeling that, you know, sometimes we can think to a certain extent that Koich Reitzim Yodi, we can think that was a good deal I made and I organized it. It's something we can think. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to tell us this message. That what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us Hashem Elikecho ki hu ha-noisin l'cha koyach l'as Yisrael. Who is it? It's not Zeh ha-noisin l'cha koyach, it's who? It's that hidden HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't see him in our business deals. It looks like we're doing, we're organizing it. We know there's the who. There's that hidden HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's there. And sometimes he gives us that reminder as we go through to remind us that yes, he might be a who, but he's there. And we see him. And we can understand that. So, it's Hashem. Let's finish off with a bracha. That we should tachel b'zeicha to use this time of Purim, of Pesach, and to appreciate that even when things are hidden and things are difficult, but we can see him. We can see him in everything that he's doing. Maybe this is part of the message that he's sending us, to appreciate that he's there. He's orchestrating. He's loving us. And he's doing the best thing for us. And that way we'll be machazik until, in Yitzhak Hashem, we should see very soon in the Gilui Shechino, which will be an emesi Gilui, where we see the Pasuk. And the Pasuk says, V'omar b'yoyim ahu la'asid lovoi. Hine elikeinu zeh, kivinu loy v'yoshienu, zeh Hashem kivinu loy. It will be the time when we will come to the city. It won't be who anymore. It will all be zeh. It will be such a clarity that everything that happens now and everything that happened in the past is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all His glory. Just sometimes He hid behind Teva. And if we mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeichah to see one day. We won't have this design anymore. And everything will be so clear to us. Amen. Amen. Amen.